German police have ended a 7-hour hostage standoff at the Iraqi embassy in Berlin. Two people were slightly injured when the armed hostage takers entered the building earlier in the day. A previously unknown group calling itself the Democratic Iraqi Opposition of Germany took responsibility for the raid. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Dozens of police units blocked off part of the leafy Berlin suburb of Zehlendorf shortly after the hostage takers occupied the embassy. Earlier in the day, police had indicated they would storm the building if negotiations failed. Jörg Nittmann is a spokesman for the Berlin Police Department. Nittmann told reporters that the armed hostage takers had entered the embassy from a back entrance. The Iraqi embassy is under 24-hour armed protection by Berlin police. Authorities here aren't sure how the men evaded the guards. But by dusk, when negotiations failed to get underway, police stormed the premises. Dozens of armored police officers ran toward the front entrance of the embassy. No shots were exchanged and all hostages were released. The five hostage takers were immediately arrested. Among the hostages was Iraq's acting ambassador to Germany, Shamil Mohammed. He was unharmed. Police waited until late in the day to storm the embassy because they needed permission from the Iraqi government. The embassy is sovereign Iraqi territory. The Democratic Iraqi Opposition Group, previously unknown, issued a statement to the Reuters news agency. The text condemned Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and called for his overthrow. Saeed Duldan, an Iraq expert at Berlin's Humboldt University, arrived on the scene to help. He managed to speak with one of the hostage takers before the standoff ended. Duldan said that it was the first time this particular group made itself public. Members from the London-based opposition group, the Iraqi National Congress, condemned the occupation, but added that it could be a signal to German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. Earlier this month, the German leader announced his opposition to any potential U.S.-led strike on Iraq and vowed not to join what he called any U.S.-led adventure. The American embassy issued an unprecedented rebuke this week to the chancellor. U.S. Ambassador to Germany Dan Coats told the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung that the Bush administration was disappointed with Schroeder's comments. Berlin police said they have no evidence of a connection between the German government's position on Iraq and today's incident. Police are expected to open an inquiry into how the gunman managed to get into the embassy. Several embassies in the city are under 24-hour armed protection. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.